A Georgia teacher is out of a job following a vote by the Cobb County Board of Education at their meeting last night. GPB's Amanda Andrews explains the decision hinged on Georgia's divisive concepts law.
The board voted 4-3 along party lines to fire fifth grade teacher Katie Rinderly. The decision overruled the recommendation of a recent tribunal saying she should keep her job after reading a book about gender identity to students called My Shadow is Purple. Prior to the vote, public comment included remarks from teachers, students, and parents. Jeff Hubbard with the Cobb County Association of Educators says Rinderly should be forgiven.
Everyone makes mistakes, and regardless of the size or type of mistake, all can learn and grow from life lessons. In Cobb County, we call that progressive discipline, both for students and employees.
Attorneys with the Southern Poverty Law Center representing Rinderly say they will hold the school district accountable for the firing. For GPB News, I'm Amanda Andrews.
During the public comment period of yesterday's Cobb County Board of Education meeting, people spoke in favor of Rinderly. Here's parent Michael Garza.
Be kind to everyone, always. That is what inclusion is all about, being kind to everyone. It isn't about indoctrination or grooming. It is about the idea that if your child is in a public setting like a classroom, your child has the right to occupy that space without being bullied for who they are or because of their appearance. It is telling that child, you belong. Unfortunately, our state and district are failing in this capacity. State law and district policies say the opposite, that parents have the right to allow their kids to bully a child if the parents don't agree with who that child is, and teachers are powerless to prevent it.
And here's retired Cobb County teacher Kim Carlton.
I had always been confident that I was seen as a professional, and that I could independently select from a variety of materials and resources to support the curriculum and standards that I was charged with teaching my students. Unfortunately, in 2022, things began to change. Restrictions were placed on us as teachers in the content and the topics we could discuss. We were told not to discuss anything controversial or sensitive, but I could not find, nor in any of my colleagues, exactly what that meant, exactly what was considered in this realm. At that point, I realized I could not teach in a restrictive environment.
We'll hear more from Rinderly's attorney later in this podcast. The Cobb County School Board voted 4-3 yesterday to fire Katie Rinderly, the elementary school teacher who was accused of violating Georgia's divisive concepts law. She'd read a book about gender fluidity to her fifth grade class. With this vote, the board went against the recommendation of a panel that said she should keep her job. With me now is attorney Craig Goodmark. He represented Rinderly as a Georgia Association of Educators attorney. Thanks very much for speaking with me.
It's a pleasure to be here.
So what does it say to you that this was a close vote on the Cobb County School Board?
So consistent with some of the other metro counties who have seen kind of a political transition over the last several years, I think Cobb County is politically a lot closer than people think, and maybe a lot closer than their leadership wants to believe.
So this was a political decision, you think?
Absolutely. If you look at the transcript of the 2 days of trial that we held, and then the decision of the tribunal that heard the evidence, it was clear. The only thing actually that was clear was that Katie Rinderly should not have been fired. The allegations that were raised by the school district were unclear. They're using terms that are in the trio of censorship laws passed by the state legislature that have no real meaning. The witnesses that came forward to testify in the hearings had inconsistent, if not incoherent, definitions for what is controversial, what is divisive, and what is sensitive. And at the end of the day, the tribunal that was appointed, handpicked by the superintendent and the board to hear this matter, did not think she should be terminated. Turn around just 3 days later, and a Board of Education that is split down ideological lines votes to terminate her without any justification and rejecting the 2 days of hearing that we had.
Let me ask you a little bit about the terms you just mentioned, the definition of divisive or controversial. I'm wondering why that's the standard, because the law doesn't really mention gender identity, which is the subject in question here. It does mention race, ethnicity, and skin color. How did the law go so far as to include something like gender identity if it's so narrowly defined in the divisive concepts law?
And I think that's a great question and one that I probably can't answer, because these terms are without limits. And so that is how something that starts from the legislature to be seemingly limited to race then is used by an angry parent with a political agenda and an email saying that LGBTQ and queer is divisive. And so here we are left with the consequences of that, combined with House Bill 1084, the divisive concepts law, wasn't the only legislation passed. There were other pieces of legislation that operate to censor teachers and to chill discussions about topics like gender, topics like race, topics that would be deemed by those that don't want to discuss them as controversial.
Are you referring to the what's called as the Parents' Bill of Rights?
Correct. The Parents' Bill of Rights. There's another law that was Protecting Minors Act and in Cobb County. And there's more laws to come, I understand. And they're all working together to try to censor teachers, to eliminate discussions in classrooms that are legitimate pedagogical concepts to be discussed. But for some reason, and that reason being people's political agenda, they want them out of the classroom.
So what message do you think this sends to Georgia teachers?
It's a continuing message, unfortunately. It started in 2022 when the legislature passed these laws, and now it is trickling through the districts where teachers are. And that is, be afraid. Be worried about your jobs. We are going to outsource the concepts in public education to the loudest and angriest who are not in the classroom and whose ultimate goal may not be to educate kids, but it may be to get people elected to further a particular political agenda. And that's concerning.
And teacher recruitment and shortages, already a challenge here in Georgia. What will the impact on hiring be in some districts as a result of this?
Certainly going to have a very big impact, I think. If I was a teacher coming out of college right now looking for a job and I had an opportunity to teach in a state where my future is uncertain, or teach in a state where my future is more certain, certainly I'm going to choose the latter. The other issue that you have is, you know, and this is one that's giving me great concern, is that the procedures themselves were ignored by the Board of Education. We had a two-day trial where a teacher's rights to defend her job because she's tenured were being presented. In that two-day trial, the district did everything they could to get Katie Rinderly fired. They withheld information from the educator. They withheld evidence that was likely exculpatory. And then at the end of the day, when they couldn't get the outcome that they wanted, they simply just fired her and ignored the Fair Dismissal Act altogether. And that's a concern.
So is there any recourse for Rinderly and any other teacher who might be fired under this law once they get to this point?
For Ms. Rinderly, we're evaluating that. The Fair Dismissal Act does grant her the right to appeal to the State Board of Education. She also may have claims that we are going to be evaluating and pursuing if we make that decision.
We mentioned politics at the beginning of this conversation. Is the State Board of Education also mired in a similar political situation as the Cobb County School Board?
We are in the early days of watching these policies be implemented, and I will be watching closely to see how the state of Georgia reacts to circumstances like this.
If this happens many more times, does the Georgia Association of Educators have the resources to provide the same kind of defense that Katie Rinderly has had?
Absolutely. The association itself, these organizations are ready. They are here to defend teachers. They're here to ensure that there's honesty in education. And them, along with partners like Southern Poverty Law Center and their national partners at the National Education Association, are watching very closely.
Well, Craig Goodmark, thank you so much for speaking with me about this.
Absolutely, Peter. It was good to be here.
We reached out to the Cobb County School District for comment, and a district spokesperson replied, quote, "The district is pleased that this difficult issue has concluded. We are very serious about keeping our classrooms focused on teaching, learning, and opportunities for success for students. The board's decision is reflective of that mission." The spokesperson continued, "The district provided all information requested by Rinderly's attorneys, consistent with the requirements of the Open Records Act, the Fair Dismissal Act, and as confirmed by the hearing officer agreed upon by both parties. In total, over 1,000 pages of records were produced to this educator and her counsel." You can find all of GPB's coverage of this story at gpb.org/news.